Luke chapter 8, verses 1 to 21. The parable of the sower. After this, Jesus travelled about from one town and village to another, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom of God. The 12 were with him, and also some women who had been cured of evil spirits and diseases. Mary, called Magdalene, from whom 7 demons had come out, Joanna, the wife of Chuza, the manager of Herod's household, Susanna, and many others. These women were helping to support them out of their own means. While a large crowd was gathering and people were coming to Jesus from town after town, he told this parable. A farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path. It was trampled on and the birds ate it up. Some fell on rocky ground, and when it came up, the plants withered because they had no moisture. Other seed fell among thorns, which grew up with it and choked the plants. Still other seed fell on good soil. It came up and yielded a crop, 100 times more than that sown. It came up and yielded a crop 100 times more than was sown. When he said this, he called out, "Whoever has ears to hear, let them hear." His disciples asked him what this parable meant. He said, "The knowledge of the secrets of the kingdom of God have been given to you, but to others I speak in parables, so that though seeing, they may not see, though hearing, they may not understand." This is the meaning of the parable. The seed is the word of God. Those along the path are the ones who hear, and then the devil comes and takes away the word from their hearts, so that they may not believe and be saved. Those on the rocky ground are the ones who receive the word with joy when they hear it, but they have no root. They believe for a while, but in the time of testing, they fall away. The seeds that fell among thorns stand for those who hear, but as they go on their way, they are choked by life's worries, riches, and pleasures, and they do not mature. But the seed on good soil stands for those with a noble and good heart, who hear the word, retain it, and by persevering produce a crop. A lamp on a stand. No one lights a lamp and hides it in a clay jar, or puts it under a bed. Instead, they put it on a stand, so that those who come in can see the light. For there is nothing hidden that will not be disclosed, and nothing concealed that will not be known or brought out into the open. Therefore, consider carefully how you listen. Whoever has will be given more. Whoever does not have, even what they think they have will be taken from them. Jesus' mother and brothers. Now Jesus' mother and brothers came to see him, but they were not able to get near him because of the crowd. Someone told him, "Your mother and brothers are standing outside wanting to see you." He replied, "My mother and brothers are those who hear God's word and put it into practice." One of the things we can be fairly confident in saying about each other is that we're all far too busy. No matter what makes up the tasks of the day, they do make us feel as if each moment of the day is filled with activity. Even when these are church-related responsibilities and activities, we can become so consumed by them that there is little time available to set aside for the things of God. A weed is defined as something growing in the wrong place. So a beautiful plant, no matter how beautiful, can be a weed. Our busyness, even with church activities, can act like the weeds in our parable, choking the spaces for our engagement with God. We are also at risk of becoming dry and exhausted, rock-like and unable to sustain even the things we are doing. All of these things prevent us from bringing forth our good fruit for the kingdom of God. Our challenge as we read the Gospel and travel through this season of Lent is to identify where it is that we can start to make room for God's Word in our lives, so that we can hear His Word and act on it to begin to bear more fruit. To reflect on our lives and see the things we need to remove from our diaries to make that space. I make no suggestion this could be easy, as removing things we do is certainly a hard choice, be they things we enjoy doing, or those we do not think anyone else will take up if we don't do them. However, I am certain God wants those spaces where we can devote ourselves to listening to Him. Whoever has ears to hear, let them hear. I've chosen as our hymn today a hymn by Emma Terle, "A Farmer Sowed His Precious Seed." We come now to our prayers. Each day I will pick a sentence from the Bible passage which we can use for contemplative prayer. We think of the words in order to understand their context and meaning, feeling the meaning of the words with and in your heart. We pray using these words for ourselves or for others, with only a name, and without explaining the reasons or predefining any answers. we listen for God's voice in the quiet of our prayers. Therefore, consider carefully how you listen. Lord, you spoke to us in powerful parables, stories which cause us to stop and think. As we travel with you, may we too see opportunities to speak powerful stories of your place in our lives. Let us speak passionately about the love that you have for everyone, and about the light which you bring into the darkest of places. Help us to be gardeners in your service, to identify the things which distract us from that work. Be by our side as we prioritise you in our lives, and keep us from regretting the things we have given up to make that space for you. Help us to be a part of your great work, bringing many to know you as we keep the land fertile and weed free. Make it so that we all can grow in understanding of you, and each day, by the power of your Holy Spirit, bring forth from us good fruit. Amen.